Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Microfiqh. In light of the coronavirus pandemic, there have been a lot of questions about how to bury our dead ones should they pass away, God forbid, from the disease. First of all, here are some things for you to keep in mind about coronavirus. Number one, coronavirus is not a new virus. It's been around for a long time. Maybe this is a new mutation or a more virulent one, but the medical world has known about coronaviruses for a very long time. Number two, according to the CDC and other official organizations, coronavirus is usually spread via droplets when someone sneezes or coughs. Now, someone who is dead is not going to cough or sneeze. Now, it can be spread by indirect contact, such as when a droplet lands on a surface. And if you touch that surface and then put your hand on your mouth, nose, or eyes, you might get the disease. So extra care should be taken. Number three, there is no evidence yet that the virus can be spread by someone who is deceased. That means you're more likely to get it from family and friends at a funeral of the deceased person. Number four, the CDC also says that if washing the body or shrouding are important religious or cultural practices, families are encouraged to work with their community's cultural and religious leaders and funeral home staff on how to reduce their exposure as much as possible. At a minimum, people conducting these activities should wear disposable gloves. If splashing of fluids is expected, additional personal protective equipment may be required. Having said all that, we still have a personal, religious, and social responsibility with regards to COVID-19. So here are some recommendations with regards to performing ghusl of a Muslim person who has passed away from COVID-19. Number one, you should take extra precautions. That means you should wear a full gown PPE, or personal protective equipment. That includes your goggles, gloves, a mask, eye goggles. I said goggles twice. Number two, the body should be washed according to Islamic rites and shrouded appropriately by a team that is wearing the full protective gear. Number three, the deceased should then be inserted into a body bag, which is then labeled with COVID-19 deceased, so that extra precautions can be taken when transporting the body. Number four, once completed, everything should be disinfected appropriately and all disposable material disposed of. Number five, the burial should also be performed by people wearing full PPE protective clothing. Number six, the body should then be buried according to Islamic rites and the body bag can be removed. In all cases, a representative of the family should be present at all times, but not touching the body. This is an extra precaution, and if they do touch the body, they should immediately wash their hands. Now, in some countries, they are making legislation, either based on evidence or based on unfounded fears, that might contradict the Islamic Sharia. For example, they may say that you need to bury the body with the body bag. Whatever the case, we contacted the offices of Ayatollah Sistani and Imam Khamenei with regards to these issues. And here's what they've had to say. Ayatollah Sistani's office said, number one, that if you have a fear of performing ghusl on this person and contracting a virus, then you can perform tayammum on the deceased. However, if a professional person tells you that there is no risk and you trust that individual, then you can go ahead and perform the ghusl. Imam Khamenei's office was also contacted with regards to this situation. And their reply was that the coronavirus is not in of itself a cause for not performing ghusl. And all other factors should be taken into account with regards to performing the Islamic ritual of ghusl on the deceased. So in other words, if there is evidence that the disease can be spread from a deceased person, then sure, maybe we should perform tayammum. But we don't have that evidence. We also personally spoke to the office of Imam Khamenei with regards to legislation that goes against Islamic Sharia. For example, what if a country is legislating that the body must be cremated? As a Muslim living in that country, should I comply or not? And they said, if there is no way out of it legally, then you are forced into abiding by that law. To conclude, there is no evidence yet that a deceased person can spread the virus. So in other words, we should be able to perform the Islamic ritual according to Islamic law. So do try your best to bury our loved ones in an Islamic and dignified way. But if you can't and the law is preventing you from doing that, then we must do what the law says. This was Microfiqh, giving you a little dose of fiqh wherever you are.